Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse. Hey, warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button and let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. Hi there, beautiful warriors. It's me, Gina. Today, I want to have a heart-to-heart about something that might resonate deeply with you. The lies others have told you, especially if you've been through a narcissistic, toxic, or abusive relationship. We often hear the term narcissistic thrown around. But what does that really mean? Narcissistic personality disorder is characterized by the inflated sense of self-importance. Can you relate to that? A constant need for admiration and a lack of empathy for others. I know a few of those people. In simpler terms, narcissists believe they are God's gift to this earth, and they expect everyone to worship them. If you've experienced emotional or psychological abuse at the hands of a narcissist, you know the damage that it can inflict. It's like being caught in a web of lies and manipulation, unable to find what is real, what isn't, and how to find your way out. I remember sitting in church one Sunday, listening to our preacher speak on 1 Peter 5:8. And it says, "Be sober-minded, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour." That hit me like a ton of bricks. That's what my ex-husbands were like. Roaring lions, ready to devour anyone in their path. And by anyone, I mean me. When you're in a relationship with a narcissist, your mind isn't functioning properly. They manipulate, gaslight, and shift blame to keep you under their control. They make you doubt yourself, question your sanity, and feel dependent on them for the truth. But here's the thing. You are not crazy, and you are not alone. You have the power to stop believing the lies they told you. You have the power to reclaim your truth and rewrite your story. If I could get you to like, share, and subscribe to this channel, it would mean the world to me. The more of these things I get, the more my message of empowerment will get out into the darkness so I can bring light into the world of survivors. Whenever the real that they have told you starts playing in your mind, the reel of lies, manipulation, and gaslighting, you have to mentally press the stop button. Remind yourself why those words are lies. Replace every negative thought or hurtful thing they told you with 10, 20, 30 truths about who you really are. You are amazing. You are funny. You are talented. And you are loved. You are a great mom. You are beautiful just the way you are. You are worthy of the best this world has to offer. It might feel strange at first, but keep adding to that list of affirmations. Tell yourself 50 positive things for every one negative thought implanted by that toxic person. You deserve to see yourself in the light of the truth. Keep a journal of just how amazing you really are. When you are feeling overwhelmed or that reel starts playing, pull that journal out and read it out loud. So, my amazingly wonderful warriors, remember this. You are not defined by the lies others told you. You are defined by the strength and resilience within yourself. Keep pressing through that stop button, reaching for that journal, and keep shining your light brightly. As always, I am right here helping you to rise above the abuse.